reminding us to remember the concept of a twist of fate. So in other words, as we keep attending to our past, as we keep attending to the mind's imprints of yesterday, we're being swallowed whole. And what they mean by that is we're being introduced to a new way, a new vision, a new season, a new trespass against time. That's so important to remember, that we exist out of time, and so that we have the ability to open up to a higher glance, just like that, just like that. So we want to remember that this is the age of miracles, and we want to remember that the light is shining bright. So in other words, that light is ready to consume us all. It's ready to give us victory. It's ready to shout out and be known, as we will stay ahead. So staying ahead is not being left behind. Not being left behind is dropping the counting of the sorrows, or counting of the memories, or counting of the past, or a continuous recall. So in other words, what if the past no longer mattered? What if the past was even further behind you? So we want to remember that we coexist with a new reality that's already present, that's already available, that's already being orchestrated amongst many. So in other words, the more we understand that we're a multidimensional aspect of the divine, that we can pull our next spot, our next alignment, our next note from any change of scenery, that we don't have to follow the old broadcast or the old personality or the old thoughts or the old brainwaves, that we have a new love's association in our very midst. So there's this very specific word why they use the word love's association, because what we're doing is opening up to love. We're opening up to brilliance. We're opening up to our true majesty. We're opening up to our true expansive nature. So in order to do that, again, we're leaving the past behind. So we're not like, just imagine you're in the airport and it's like, do I have my luggage? Do I have my carry-on? We're forgetting all that. We're boarding the plane empty-handed. So the more that we can feel that, the more that we can express that, the more that we can imagine that, we want to feel that lightness. We want to feel that we're not following an old reality or an old familiar notion, that we're truly allowing ourselves the pulsation of light, the pulsation of light's delivery. So when that pulsation is occurring, how do I say that? It's creating a quickening, and that quickening it's opening us to a new consciousness. It's opening us to a new understanding of who we actually are and who everyone else is and what our life is actually really about. So this is a change of convenience. So convenience is following the new approach, following the new signaling, following the new engagement, following the new light codes, is bringing forth our destiny. So we want to remember our destiny is stepping out of time, is stepping out of the old personality, is stepping out of the linear approach. And we're claiming in our very midst that power that has always been supplied, that's always been displayed, that we simply have forgotten to turn around. We simply have forgotten. They're saying to mind our manners, or just being cute, but the idea is to mind our manners. In other words, you don't want to be rude to the host. You don't want to be rude to the hostess. You want to mind your manners. So your hostess is your I am self. It's your I am presence. It's your God self. It's your Christ awareness. And this is what's calling you. This is what's beating your very heart. This is what's wanting to catch your eye, to catch your glance. Imagine there's someone that's smitten on you and they're waiting for you to catch their eye, catch their signal. This is what is occurring always. So when they said always, just imagine letters that spell out the word always, that are just as big and large. Like imagine a parade float, like huge word that says always. So the reason they're showing this is so we really understand what's possible, what's admitted, what's already, how would I say that? Like it's already in its place, waiting for us to catch its eye, waiting for us to recommend, waiting for us to come inside, waiting for us to dictate our very existence. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to travel. Traveling again is with your light. Traveling again is with your true illuminated existence. Traveling again is out of space and time. So it's without your past, without your mind, without your prejudice. That's so very important because we think we have it all sized up and we have a lot of prejudices that we don't understand. We decide what's safe, what isn't safe, etc. And so what we're doing is we're blowing our mind. In other words, we're going beyond that. We're going past that to our true love's administration. So when we're receiving love's administration, when we're receiving that light, when we're receiving that place of new beginnings, when we're receiving that love inside, we readily change hands. So this means now we're in a new timeline. Now we're in a new association. Now the personality of the past no longer exists because we're no longer holding his hand. So we want to feel that. We want to feel both hands joining our beloved, joining our Christ union, joining our divine within. Because the more that we will allow ourselves to engage in the promised land, the more we will allow ourselves to travel in the light, we bring forth the recommended evidence. In other words, we're here bringing forth a new consciousness, the new engagement. And so if we remember new, what we're doing is releasing old. We can't do both simultaneously. So that's where we're releasing the grip of the past, of yesterday, and we're allowing ourselves to climb in fully. So you may climb into Cinderella's carriage, you may climb into a beautiful illuminated energetic egg, you may climb into your Merkaba, but you want to climb. You want to really feel that change of scenery. You may just feel like a breeze. You may just feel height. Whatever it is, you may have just seen yourself walk out of your door. We want to remember there's no such thing as specialness, so what one person's seeing over another is really insignificant. Our higher self always knows how to help us change our mind. It always knows what's best. For me, I'm actually looking at a red hot little teeny tiny candy. I mean, how different is that than everything I suggested? But the reason is it has an instant recall effect for me. So I was in an impairment and that little tiny red candy was present and it's a symbolic gesturing. So this is where we're trusting the given apparatus. We're trusting the winds of change. We're trusting what matters. We're trusting our heart. We're trusting our new association. We're trusting our I Am presence in its complete status. So this is allowing that I Am presence to sing through us, to breathe through us, to connect all the dots within. So all the dots within, when I'm looking at us, I'm looking at our different energies, bodies, and all those dots within, it's almost like, just imagine a roommate coming in and moving in and settling in. So we want to have that range of motion, and we want to have that breath of life, and we want to have that love's administration, and we want to have that place of new start. New start. So new start is we don't really know a lot, so we're going to be relying on our higher self at last. We're going to be relying on that higher significance to show us, to engage with us, to startle us. So that startling is we're learning a new way. And we may be startled, like, I never thought about that. I never considered that. So we want to be open to that. So anything where we're not so, they're saying so stuffy, it's so funny. But it's sort of like, can't teach me anything, I know everything already. We don't realize we do that, but we really do that. We do that to feel safe. So we want to like label everything, figure everything out, so this way we're safe. That safety of the past is going to kill us all is what they're saying. And of course, it's the ego. It's on self-attack. So when we let go of that safety, it's like, what are we holding on to? This is where we're operating from our higher self. We're operating from our divine union. We're operating from our new station. And so we're allowing that change of association to begin. So when I'm looking at everyone, I've got Wonder Woman, Superman. So the idea is power, power, power. It's the reason we have superheroes, because this is the whole point. We're remembering what we truly know. We're remembering why we came. And so allow yourselves to breathe in that source directly. In other words, we're aligning source with source. We are a ray of source. We are divinity itself. And so when we're releasing the stronghold of yesterday, we're opening up to the winds of change at last, and we're allowing that to continue to strengthen. We're allowing that to continue to assist. We're allowing that to continue to circulate always. So remember, every time they say always, it's like the tallest, the biggest always you could imagine. It's so important. It's not like only at certain times of the day or only when I'm in channeling group. Always, always, always. So allow yourselves to be taken for a ride, meaning that your higher self's guiding you, orchestrating on your behalf, providing for you, showing you, stimulating you, and allowing that attractiveness to shine. So that we're all attractive physically, but that's not what they mean. It's the attractiveness of the light. So we're allowing that to shine, and we're allowing that to show us a new way, and we're allowing that to strengthen our resolve within. In other words, trusting that light, trusting that place of new beginnings. So allow that to occur with ease, and make sure that light is heavenly invested in. So that means every area of your life where you're particularly confused, that light is now shining. That light now has a permanent status always. It doesn't mean you have the complete answer yet, though you may. But whatever the concern is, there is now light presently activated, creating the solution, giving you a new page, giving you a new start, giving you a new association. So we want to remember we're shifting consciousness. This is why we're here. We're bringing in the higher assortment. It's what we do, it's what we understand, it's where we currently reside. So we currently reside, so it's sort of like, can the right hand hand the left hand what it needs? Of course it can, because it's already in the right hand. So we want to feel that. We want to feel ourselves growing in lifestyle, growing in status, not limited to the past, not limited to the body mind, existing outside of time and space, and allowing that new association to be with us always. Receive, receive, receive. Knowing that what we're holding and sharing with the collective. May everyone grow in status. May everyone understand the power of their light. May everyone see communion with their higher awareness. And so it is. Thank you. Thank